Alright, what's up? Alright, what's up? What do?
I'm just testing the shell real quick to see the quality and the quantity of this bitch. I'm gonna turn this bitch off though. Cause I wanna smoke. I also want to. We're just gonna talk and smoke this one up this time. See what the fuck's happening. Nigga, what? What's poppin'? What's happening? You know what I'm saying? It's JD. We got the JD podcast, nigga. We back with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy SkyMat. We live in this
JD
bitch.
JD really real.
You know what I'm saying? The family. Again. Shit. I'm high as fuck, nigga. It's got this new software. This shit probably gonna sound smooth as fuck. Oh, you know what I'm saying? JD really ready to run the blunt right now. Shit. But we were deep in the water before we turned this shit on. We were deep in the water.
We was Nick Jenkins deep in the water.
We was Nick Jenkins deep in the water, nigga. We were talking about, I forgot we were talking about him so hot. I don't even know, nigga. My bad, people. So high. But fuck it. Shit. It's 4:21. Last night was 4:20.
Yeah, how was y'all 4:20?
You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all niggas got high as fuck. Shit.
Yeah, roll one.
For real, roll one.
Roll one for the dead homies, too.
Dead homies, too. I got it, nigga. This one for Josh right here, nigga. Fuck that. It's for all of the homies. Hold up. I can't discriminate against my nigga Jason, my nigga Cole, Pablo, nigga. You know what I'm saying? All my niggas can smoke that. Which, that shit is not a weird topic to me. Like, why, nigga? Like, Josh, that wasn't Josh, nigga. Like, nigga, you stupid. What are you talking about? Go make a pizza, and then he's like, alright. She'd be like, go hit a blunt and think of smoking around the truck. You know, sometimes you don't know, nigga. Maybe this nigga got killed, nigga. That's what fucks me up sometimes. Because people, sometimes when a famous person dies, they automatically want to assume it's a conspiracy. Just because she's famous. Nigga, in everyday life, people are killing themselves for getting killed. We don't think any of it just because they ain't famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, I'm not saying Josh got killed, but maybe he did. Like, nigga, that's the thing. Motherfuckers don't know shit. Oh, we're talking about religion. Motherfuckers just talking about shit. I ain't gonna believe in shit. I don't know. That shit seems fluky to me. Facts. That's like putting your trust in somebody. That's not a thing. Seems like a waste to me.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with Joey Diaz, because I'll go for the church of what's happening right fucking now, nigga. Literally, that's the church I go for what's happening right now. Oh, shit. This shit going to stop at 3, man. What the fuck? I don't know if I can do this. We'll be right back, y'all. Shit, we testing qualities and quantities, motherfucker. Oh shit, no, we straight. Heads up, listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making an episode out of a shorter segment. Nigga, when you're short, I'm not gonna make a 3-minute podcast, nigga. I'll make a 15-minute podcast all day of the week. But 3 minutes? Come on, man, you tripping. Cause I'm uploading this as soon as we done to JD. You know what I'm saying? I got SoundCloud, iTunes, motherfuckers that go on iTunes. It's free, nigga, pack my shit out. We promote them at this stage. Shit, you gotta do this. But shit. Yeah, nigga, I don't even know any new rappers right now. Because everyone right now is a new rapper. Literally. Everyone's a new rapper right now, so I can't even get in that discussion. And the playoffs seem fluky. I don't know what you're talking about the playoffs. Oh, yeah, LeBron lost last night, y'all. I'm pretty sure the Pacers are leading 2-1 right now against the Cleveland. Yeah. They lost by 2 points last night to the Pacers. That's good shit. Oh, and this is the 2018 playoffs. I don't know if motherfuckers are going to be listening to this from a year now. Just in case dumb motherfuckers are wondering. Maybe this is 2018 playoffs. I don't know why the fuck you listen to this a year from now. But if you do, fuck, there you go. You're informed what the fuck year it is, what game it is. What first round. It is first round. I'm hot. Like, I'm going to plug this air conditioner. No, I'm just joking. I'm cold as fuck now. I got no pants on and shit. What the fuck? I got my glove on.
One glove.
One glove type shit. Bush knocked down the towers. Bro, so, you know there was 3 towers that fell down? I mean, I'm gonna go deep in this, people. I'm sorry. But you know about Tower 7, right?
Huh?
You know about Tower 7, right? Yeah, there was, you know, okay, I ask you a question. How many towers knocked down there now?
The 9/11?
Yeah.
supposed to.
Yeah, but there was three. See, motherfuckers don't know that. If you go on YouTube right now and search up Tower 7, the only liable videos you will find is of, not Johnny Bravo, Eddie Bravo. He's been on Joe Rogan's podcast. This nigga is deep in the wires. This nigga's brain's fucked up. He's just like me. He don't believe shit. You know what I'm saying? He believes what's in front of him. That's some true shit. At least he knows what the fuck. At least he knows what's going on in front of him in everyday life. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta salute this nigga. Because he ain't listening to no fuck games. Every time he meets someone new, that's the first question he asks him. Well, that's the first question he asked him on Joe Rogan's podcast. But he said, I gotta ask you a question. Just to know what type of fucking person you are. How many towers went down on 9/11? And then he said the same thing Jarrell said. They do, I forgot what his name was. Sorry, y'all motherfuckers. But go look it up. It's on Joe Rogan's podcast. Just look up Joe Rogan podcast, Eddie Bravo. And this nigga was like, the dude he was talking to, it was Joe Rogan's guest. He said, supposedly two, but I know there was three. So you motherfuckers don't even know. If you go on YouTube, there's no Tower 7 videos. The government has taken that shit down. How you gonna tell me two towers fell, but there's three missing? But there's three missing? How the fuck? I mean, I don't know. Because Joe Rogan even said, even if you don't believe in the conspiracy, you believe in conspiracies. Because you don't believe in the conspiracy. You're denying the facts. Like, 9/11 is probably the biggest conspiracy. One of the top three biggest conspiracies. Controversial conspiracies ever.
Well, we'll land it too.
Oh, yeah, that shit fake. I mean, you don't know how to get into that conversation. If you do
the last motherfucker one, but you think fucking see
it. For real? Because you saw on a because you just saw on a box you saw on a square TV screen, nigga.
Exactly.
You saw on a fucking TV screen.
Y'all motherfuckers assume this shit real. Ooh, I seen shit on TV, so it's fucking real. Y'all motherfuckers like, so fucking
what?
Sweet.
Nigga, you serious? Like, nigga, go outside and look in the sky. If you can see this nigga, you see something. Like, nigga, alright, and then you liable for your sources. And then you gonna believe something you heard on the TV. Because a scientist came out and said that shit. Let me see your doctorate. Let me see how you legit. Let me see your research page. You know what I'm saying? Let me see where your information is on the internet. Let me see your video on Facebook and on YouTube that only has 400 views because it's getting demonetized because it's speaking the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let me see that shit. Let me see that real shit. You know what I'm saying? The fuck all that extra shit. Like, there's no way. And if you do your research, when you get through Earth's atmosphere, there's radiation field, you know what I'm saying? They have to have the air tank. That's why, you know how much pollution there is? That's why the shit breaks off and it gets into space. There's so much debris around our Earth because of fucking all the satellites we have and shit up there. Like, bro, there's no way. And you're gonna tell me it's a normal fucking camera? You have a normal camera. And it's gonna come back perfectly. The footage is gonna be perfect. There's no way. There's no way the footage is gonna be perfect. That shit is all fake.
It's like just like the whole like even like just like when they you know they show us picture of like Earth and shit like is that really
like see now you get like Eddie Bravo because Joe Rogan literally took a picture of Earth like just normal picture on Google and Johnny Bravo I keep saying Johnny Bravo that's a cartoon show
yeah nigga
Eddie Bravo my nigga my bad Eddie Bravo my bad if you listen you probably not fucking
Johnny B.
Shout out Johnny B though I didn't see that show but Eddie Bravo is even said nigga how do we know that how do you know that's Earth how do we know that's a picture of Earth. I mean, in Joe Rogan, right, like, airplanes, commercial airplanes get pretty decent high. You can see if you up that high that the Earth is round. You can kind of say, but I don't know, I've never been in an airplane, you know what I'm saying? I've never been in an airplane, I've never flown ever. I'm a traveler, I'm a road tripper, I like to road trip, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. But I've heard if you do want to go on some commercial airlines, you can see the other outline of the Earth, and you can kind of tell it's a spiritual shape because the structure of it. I mean, but nigga, come on. Just like, have you heard that one hoax that there's people on Venus? So I searched them. I never did the research. I never really looked deep into it, but
it's definitely some alien life, though. But to think that we the only living
they're both
things.
Scary, bro. I'm gonna say it before I even start science prep, bro. But they're both scary.
For real.
They both really scary.
Like, you gotta be out your motherfucking mind to think that we is the only fucking species walking in this fucking, you know, solar system and shit. Like, you gotta be out your fucking mind to think that shit. Cause we ain't fucking alone in this shit. The government is on some shit. They know some shit that we don't fucking know about. They're not exposed to the fucking public because they don't want them to know about
exactly.
This shit. Because you know it's going to frighten the fucking public.
Exactly. I can't ask you a question, like, how do you think all these fucking animal life forms got here?
Like,
think of an octopus. Like, have you ever seen a video of an octopus? Like, they literally have camouflage, bro. They're like a chameleon. They can blend in. How can an octopus do that? It blends in. There's a video that I can't find. I'll show you after this. But there's like literally a compelling video of an octopus. Bro, that shit is nuts.
I believe in dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
What the fuck's an alligator? Think of that. An alligator has to be a dinosaur. That motherfucker is not from this nigga is not from this generation. Like birds.
They named
like,
the dinosaurs though.
Hmm?
They named the dinosaurs though. I know it's a fucking dinosaur.
Because they named it?
Yeah, that's just the name that they
Yeah, it's just a different animals are bigger back then. You know what I'm saying? Because supposedly people want to believe that birds are a form of dinosaurs, and that shit's true. I believe that shit. Look at that fucking bald eagle, bro. Those shits are vicious. I've seen a bald eagle, literally a video where a bald eagle picks up a fucking sheep. Like, their claws are some of the sharpest, like, top three sharpest claws, like, in any animal. Like, that shit is nuts. They'll pick up a baby if they have the chance, I feel like. Which is fucked up.
I've seen videos that shit, motherfuckers drop them off the cliff and shit. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas wild, sheep? Bro. Yeah, they've been taking them off on cliffs and shit, dropping
damn.
Them.
Damn! I'm like, damn, y'all motherfuckers. Like, bro, I feel like Joe, this is why I fuck a girl over the most. Because he's like, I think the same way. Motherfuckers want to feel like animals are like pets and shit. Like, nigga, no. Have you ever actually researched like animals? They are savage, nigga. Like, they don't give a fuck. They wake up every morning and everyone's fighting each other, nigga. Like that, they kill each other for meat. And then you see motherfuckers, cows and chickens and pigs. And you see motherfuckers, corporations like PETA and shit like that. You see PETA and like animal. It's like, if you beating your dog, nigga, suck a dick. But I mean, you get mad over killing this chicken, nigga, I don't want to see you at McDonald's, then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you at any fast food restaurant, any fast food chain at all. Like nigga, that's a circle of life. What the fuck? You're saying if we can kill each other, we can't kill a fucking animal? Bro, go in the wild. I guarantee that mountain lion will claw your fucking face off. Like, bro, I've seen videos of giraffes chasing fucking people. Shit's scary. Them motherfuckers have strive in those bitches. I don't fuck with animals. And me black, we don't fuck with the ocean. Rick Ross and Waka Flocka have said it themselves in interviews. Nigga, I don't go in the water. Nigga, what the fuck? I don't go in the water. Like, Rick Ross said, I will go in a boat. Waka Flocka won't even get in a boat. He doesn't go in the water. He probably has, but it was over under in it. He's like, nah, fuck that. They in there for a reason and we on the land for a reason. Straight up, the sea world is not, that's a whole different world. It, under the water is a whole different world. Like, I'm scared of the underwater, nigga.
Underwater, like, I don't fuck with underwater shit, bro.
You believe in mermaids? Mermaids are real.
I don't believe shit, man, to be honest. Because we grow up in shit. Motherfuckers telling us we need education and shit. And then we going through the system of the fucking school board and shit. These motherfuckers lying, giving us straight fucking lies, bro. Feeding us this bullshit, man. Then you got a fucking white, you got this white fucking teacher teaching black history.
Yeah, well.
That don't make no fucking sense. That black history, sense. But a lot of shit ain't fucking accurate. Just like with the shit with the Native American stuff and fucking pilgrims.
Bro,
they don't include the fucking part where they kill all the fucking Native Americans and those fucking Indians. They don't include that part. They talk about, oh, Thanksgiving, oh, they reunited and shit, oh, they shared, oh. Bro, that's bullshit. They killed the motherfuckers for their land, bro. It's greedy white motherfuckers, bro. Come to the United States.
My bad, y'all.
Yeah, they come to the United States, man. And rob the fucking Indians of their land.
Bro, search American history. See, most modern people think Indians and Native Americans. They're not like, Indians and Indians. That's not even what they're called, nigga. They were Indians, but they were Native American. Motherfuckers get those two can like mix, like they're the same thing. Nah, a Native American and an Indian are completely two different things. A Native American would fuck up an Indian. India is over. Indians are from India. Nigga, Native Americans are from America, nigga. They're Indians, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, if you search up American history, you ain't gonna see no Native Americans. But, you know what the fuck up thing is? If you search American history, you know what I'm saying, which we learned in, like, 5th and 6th grade, the Ojibwe's and the Dakotas, that's our history.
I got a Dakota Sioux in my bloodline. Dakota Sioux,
Ojibwe. Yeah, so I got the Ojibwe in my bloodline too, because those are the natives of Minnesota. They formed Minnesota. They were the first people to find Minnesota, the first people to live in Minnesota. You know, the fucked up part is, we learned that at a very young age. So when you get older, you forget about that shit. Nah, that was one of the most fascinating parts of school ever. Learning about where you grew up, the history of your own state, where you live, you know what I'm saying? The home teams you cheer for, you know what I'm saying? Timberwolves, Wild, or wherever you're from, Wisconsin, fuck you. I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah.
Like, that was cool to me. I love Minnesota. Everywhere I go, I'll be shot in Minnesota. Because motherfuckers don't come out of Minnesota. I'm not from New York. I'm not from Florida. I'm from Cali. I don't got my Tupac. I say, oh, what's up? We got Cali. You know what I'm saying? We got Arnold Schwarzenegger and shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't got that shit in
Minnesota. Nigga, we got Prince. That's what it's
you know what I'm saying? We got Prince, nigga. What the fuck Prince. You got, nigga? I got live for the podcast. They killed my nigga Prince, man. I'm really emotional about that shit. Man, the streets were packed in the cities, bro. No traffic for days, nigga. We had every motherfucker in Minnesota downtown Minneapolis when that nigga died that day. My mom was up there too, and she said she could move. Motherfuckers in the sun, sweating, getting sunburned. I heard my mom say like half the people were crying too. Man, that shit crazy.
But yeah, back with that fucking school teaching history and shit. Another thing is they want to lie about the Christopher Columbus shit. Talk about he was the first one to discover America.
Fuck no. Indians have been
Native
here.
Americans, bro.
They've been here for a minute. They killed us, bro. They killed Native Americans. Look, nowadays, you barely see any Native American. What? Like, bro.
That's rare.
And the ones that are there are like some gangsta niggas. Like, you go up north and people, like, when they got trees and shit.
There's a lot of motherfuckers over to Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Same with up north, like, up north, like, by the border. Like, cause they like the trees and shit, and, like, all that.
Like, South North Dakota up there in that area. Mm-hmm. Cause I remember seeing this one true fucking Indian that he came to. It was like I was on like on this fucking mission trip with my church and shit.
True Native American.
Yeah, he came. He came and I spoke to us and shit about his tribe and shit, the history and shit. Cause he was in Sioux Falls, I think. You know, it's like the Dakota Sioux.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he was like talking about the heritage and all that shit. I thought that shit was pretty dope. But I learned.
Hell yeah! Like, that's what I'm saying. Like I like that.
You don't see a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
Talking about the heritage and shit. That shit's dope as fuck, man. And that shit's my fucking bloodline. Like my great grandparents, they was
Indian.
Oh,
for real?
My grandma, my mom's mom, she's half Native American and shit. So I like my mom like more like 25. Like 8.
Hell yeah. They should create. Why the fuck do I want to learn about
you? Look at my mom, man. She look like she Native American, bro.
Yeah,
you can tell she got that shit, man.
Especially all that shit.
Them motherfuckers can drink, but when they drink, bro, them motherfuckers crazy, man. You can watch my mom is an example, man. She drinks, she get fucking twisted. She crazy.
She is savage. I would consider them getting savage, but they get I don't give a fuck. That they get the definition, I don't give a fuck. Making a whole day of liquor. I can't. Black people can't live like that. That's just fair. When we drink, we get fucked up. We can't control ourselves. We don't get the I don't give a fuck. We get the I'm fucked up. That's why niggas smoke and they have American privilege. Dude, we get fucked up on that shit. I do get fucked up on that shit. I can't drink like I used to when I was a kid, nigga. I be waking up and be like, damn, I feel like I'm puking and shit. That shit's a struggle.
Hey, man, that's why I don't try to drink on like special occasions and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Smoke
every day, man. I smoke every fucking day.
Like, Joey Diaz, that nigga I follow on a podcast. This nigga funny, Uncle Joey. This nigga said, if you go to a fucking restaurant and you get an like, alcohol beverage, he's like, I won't get up and leave. I won't eat lunch. That's like, true. Why the fuck you gonna go of all the choice? Like, if you go somewhere fancy like that, where you can actually get an alcohol beverage, they gonna have like lemonade, strawberry rash tea, and they gonna have lemonade and tea and shit. And out of all the options, nigga, you get a fucking beer. What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? That's what I feel like. You gonna get a beer out of everything to get it? Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Like, man, I don't even fuck with beer, bro.
Like, you like that shit, or if you even get, like, scotch in the rocks. Like, you gonna eat a steak with fucking scotch on the rocks? What the fuck are you doing?
Right, that's just water.
Exactly.
Water.
It's water.
But,
Oh, shit.
Wait, the only beer I fuck with, bro, is, like, Four Loko. Or even, you said Red Apple?
Yeah, those are fire.
hard mics.
Oh, fire! Yeah, heavy.
Those are good. Those are heavy. Good. I drink two of those. I'm good. Two.
Nice hard.
Yeah.
Do with the bottles?
Yeah, bro, little bottles, bro.
Take, give me. Like, you chugging them?
Oh, no, I'm not chugging. I just drink.
See, I don't know. Those I gotta chug. Like, it takes at least four of those.
Well, I'm just chilling and shit. I got like a blunt. So I can't. I don't really.
You talking about the one that comes in the six pack?
Yeah. But I got like a 12 pack, bro. I came like five, bro.
Oh,
bro,
the cans?
Like, I think it was a 12 pack I got.
The cans or bottles?
Bottles, bro. They come in cans? Hard mics? I'm talking about the...
I was talking about right up.
No, I'm talking about the hard mics.
Yeah, the mics come in bottles, bro. I'll get a six-pack and I'll drink the whole six-pack and not be faded. Yeah, I'll be faded. I'm lying.
I'll be hella faded, man.
But, nigga, I'm
too? And then the blunt to the face, bro?
Oh, yeah, I'll be gone, bro. But, like, when to I me, drink? I got, like... If I drink two... If I get a six-pack, I know I'm out of my mind. So, I don't want to drink the whole six-pack because I know I fucking will, too. So, if I want to get drunk... I'll take two to the head, and I'll feel that shit right away. I'll be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't, like, casually sip it. If I had a blunt, oh, yeah, I'm sipping, I'm chilling.
See, man, when I'm drinking this shit, I can't... I have to have, like, some weed with it, too.
Oh, yeah, I need to.
I can't just drink alcohol alone, because I get...
If I only have, like, a bowl or
something. Because then I'm just feeling the fucking alcohol. I like that shit. Now, if you mix it with just weed, bro, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I ain't
true.
Too fucked up.
Yeah, true. I always... The only reason I do that is if I'm like, I want to get fucked up, so I just say fuck. That's the only reason. That's the only occasion I actually do that. That's why I'm like, no, I'm looking
fucking mix, mix, don't... Never mix fucking beer and alcohol, bro. That shit would fuck you up.
Bro.
I did that shit,
I have
bro.
A story, man. Christmas Eve, man. Couldn't do it, bro. I was fucked up. I was late to Christmas on Christmas Day, nigga.
Man, I remember... What was it? The Halloween party and shit.
Oh, my God. Caleb?
Yeah, because that was like...
Josh's, bro. I mean, he had the jungle juice too, remember?
Yeah, but I drank hella that shit. And then I was drinking like tequila and shit. Fucking whiskey,
it was tequila, bro. Vodka, whole bottle. It was like four bottles. You know, yeah, y'all niggas know what jungle juice is. Look that shit up.
Bro, I was drinking all that shit, bro. Like, my ass was so fucked up.
You know those bitches were there? I don't want to say names for the podcast. Remember, you know what I'm talking about. But bro,
I was nigga...
The saying is, beer before liquor, you're always sicker, but liquor before beer in the clear. I did that one day, actually, it was at Taylor Holler's house, nigga. I'm up, but no, it's not Holler's, nigga, shout out to Taylor Holler. But, Jack Madison was in town, bro. And we went to his, Taylor's apartment. We had the apartment over there by my old apartment. Remember that? And bro, Jack Madison, man, was like the big 40, boy. It was like a 40 night, Christmas Eve. Like, all right, let's get it, nigga. Fuck it, come on. And we were smoking Halloween. Taylor comes home, has the Hennessy. I already drank 140. I'm on the second 40. And I just cracked the Bud Light. You know what I'm saying? For the people, we're getting the dangerous territory. It's murky waters now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that one movie with the fucking horse that gets stuck? Never ending story. I remember crying because the horse got stuck. No, get the horse out. I was crying as a little kid. The horse got stuck. We were stuck in the mud. Two shots later, Brad comes home. I had a little bit of money in my pocket from Christmas. Brad was like, Brad wishes to Taylor, get some of the wax. I was like, hey, at this point, I was already fucked up. I'm at like a 7 level drunk. I would put $5. Let me get a dad for $5. And Brad's like, well, shit, I wasn't getting one for free. So, well, he fuck it now. I was like, fuck, I threw this one back in my pocket. He's eating free. But he's like, I was like, fuck it, I'm already drunk. I'm gonna give my nigga $5. Fuck it. Gives me a glob. Glob, nigga.
Grab the rig.
Out the rig. Torch it up, nigga. I'm like, alright, bet. I'm Gucci. I hit that shit. Bro. Game over. Instant started coughing, bro. I was like, alright, I gotta sit in the couch, nigga.
Rap.
Nigga. They start putting on people. They start watching every single movie. People are awesome. They're doing those fucking crazy ass shit, bro. And they got the dubstep playing.
Oh, shit.
Bro, my heart beating at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, my only thought point at my thought process at this point was, get the fuck out the room, nigga. Get the fuck out the room. They got dubstep. People are jumping over mountains like they moonwalking like on rocks.
Y'all
like,
watch videos?
We crazy videos. People doing crazy shit. I'm drunk. Just took a glob, bro. They were, everyone's like, eyes are wide open, big as fuck. I'm tripping. I go in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm about to puke. I'm like, oh shit, my head is spinning. I sat in the bathroom with my hands on the wall, ass to the door, for like 20 minutes, and I get out of the room. I stumble into Taylor's room. And Zach was like, did you puke? I didn't say anything. I look him dead in the eyes. Look at this nigga dead in his eyes. He asked me a question. I looked him in the eyes and didn't say anything. Zach's like, yeah, this nigga's strong. I lay on his bed. Everyone comes in. Next thing I know, it's like, hey, nigga, I need a bucket. And I start like puking. But I'm like, but the bucket's not there yet. So I'm like holding it in my mouth. I'm trying to hold it in my mouth so I don't fucking puke in his room. And Taylor's girlfriend was there too. Nigga, it was a disaster. And then he went to the trash can and I puked. I wake up at 4 in the morning, my ride's gone.
Who's your ride?
Joe Huffy, that's my nigga.
Don't you, wasn't it when you were staying at that crib though?
No.
That nigga left?
Well, he, you know, cause Joe was fucked up too. And Joe's like, nah, nigga, I need my nigga Skyler, bro. That's my boy. He has to come with me. He said, give me a ride. He said, I need to give him a ride home. Joe's my nigga, boy. Shout out Joe Huffy, boy. But Taylor was the homeboy. Cause Taylor was like, you right here, you can get in the highway and just go home. You don't gotta go through town and shit. He's like, I'll pick up Sky in the morning, and you'll be straight. And Joe's like, nah, bro, I gotta take him home. But Taylor was a nigga. He was looking out for all of us. Taylor's like, nah, I picked him up in the morning. I woke up, fuck, I woke up, I look out, Zach's gone too. Zach's at his house for Christmas. This nigga woke up in time. And then Brad's in his room still sleeping because Brad was just doing, fuck, his, like, he, like, my family, we do everything at, like, we start, like, 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? We wake up, we have breakfast and shit. So Brad's like, well, fuck it, all we do is eat lunch. So he didn't have to wake up to, like, 11:30, 10:30 type shit. Word. Yeah, I'm like, well, fuck. I felt like, I was still days at this point, so I like laid back down, put my phone in the charger for 5 minutes. And I was like, well, fuck, I gotta do something. I turned my phone on, it was at 3%. And at that point, Taylor walks in, I'm like, oh, man, you just saved my life. And he got me up at home. He gave me a beer. And then I get home and fall on my ass, nigga. I busted my ass.
How was that? Like 9?
Yeah, I got home at like 9:30.
You staying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, he's still faded, huh?
Hmm? I woke up. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, bro, I gotta get in the shower. That was the only thing I said. Bro, never drink beer before liquor. That shit would've got, unless you're Irish, nigga. Shit. That was kind of like you on Halloween.
Bro, I was so fucked
up. Did you puke twice up there? I don't even remember you puking.
Twice, bro.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Because I kept drinking at the.
Yeah, I remember fucking, I think it was Patrick Billy came down. Every time I saw him, he's like, what's up, my nigga? You my nigga, you my nigga, you my nigga. I was like, okay, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hook the shit. I was like, fuck, but. And then he came down and said, hey, bro, you gotta get this nigga, bro. You cut twice. I'm like, damn, fuck my back, bro. He's like, all right, come on, bro. And then he's like, shit, we got to shoot back. We got to go. We got to shoot back. We get to chew on, you know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, come on, dude. So I dropped you off. And I told my mom I was going to the gas station. Because she was with some niggas. She had like, well, she had her boyfriend at the time or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I was tripping. And I was like, well, Drew got to my crib. So I was like, how long were, I was like gone. Were you sleeping by the time I got back?
Yeah, I was past the fuck
out. Yeah, I think I was gone for like an hour 25, 30 minutes, bro. But we were wild. Because didn't we smoke hella weed at Josh's too? No, we can't. We had to come back to get your weed, remember?
Huh?
We had to come back to get your bag at Josh's.
Oh,
yeah. Damn, it's blurry.
Huh?
The whole night's blurry to me.
What's blurry?
That whole night. It's a wild night.
What's
blurry? That's y'all with the
podcast now. I was 16, I think.
Damn, nigga, I was 18. No, fuck that. You must be at least 15. Cause I was 17.
No, I was 15, yeah, because that was when I was staying with Hazel and all that shit. This was part of the home.
We were 16. Damn, Caleb was here 2 years ago? Was damn near from the 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was like 2015.
It's going on like 3. I feel like Caleb's been gone for 2 years because he wasn't here when I had my apartment. I had my apartment when I turned 18.
He came out here.
Yeah, he recently did. He recently came out. But I'm talking about because he was here, went to Milwaukee and came back again, remember? Because he was here for a full year. And then went to move to Milwaukee and then came back for another like 4 or 5 months, remember? Then he left. And then he went to Milwaukee, and then he moved to Arizona again. Yeah, not again, but he moved to Arizona again. Because he was here, like, last winter, wasn't it? Because he had the dad pan, and we were in his new caddy.
Yeah.
Damn, so you must be right. So you were 16, 2015?
I remember he came here. He was here in like the spring last year or some shit. Like March or some shit. Like last year. Because I remember I was with Isabel and shit.
With the caddy?
Yeah, bro. I was with Isabel and shit last time he was here. I remember. So that was like last year. So, yeah. I remember. So I was
with him, that's when he was visiting. So yeah, it had to have been 2015. Because I was at the greenhouse. And I was at, I was...
Was at the greenhouse?
Yeah,
but last time he was here?
Oh, no, I was here. I was here. I was here.
Yeah. Because I remember we came up in here. Somehow I was thinking about that shit earlier.
We came in here and here?
Nah, like in...
In the house.
In the house, yeah. Like in your room.
Yeah.
Somehow I was just thinking about that shit earlier.
Damn, for real?
Because I think... Well, we just talk about Caleb, really?
Nah. Caleb, nigga, though. Shout out Caleb, bro. I don't know what the fuck you at, bro. But, nigga, we have to link up. Like, that's one of the homeboys. Nigga, we've been through shit. Hey, bro. Yeah, call with that nigga, that fuck boy. You know what I'm talking about. Incident. Fucking stupid ass. And we had to, cause he was like, well, the cops knew we were high because we made it. We were marijuana, you know what I'm saying? We were on the extra shit. We didn't have the pub and all that fucking mess, whatever the fuck the other nigga had. But the cops said, well, we're high, so by law, you can't drive. That's DUI because you're under the influence. It's not DWI, driving while intoxicated, but it's DUI because you're under the influence of marijuana. So we're like, fuck, so walk back. And for some reason, like, I was like, Caleb, nigga, you should stay at my house, nigga. I'm gonna be mad as fuck, but you stay at my crib, nigga. Come on. And, like, he's a nigga, bro. I don't know if he's looking out for me, but as soon as he got to my house, he's like, nah, nigga, I'm finna walk home. So this nigga walked, this nigga damn near walked me to my house. From the, you know, the mermaid. From the mermaid, we walked all the way over to from my house by the pool. You know what I'm saying?
It was by there, y'all got caught?
Yeah, we got caught by the mermaid. We were just chilling, both of them were blind. And, like, three squad cars surrounded us ASAP. Like, it was like a SWAT unit, nigga. Ran our ass. I'm like, should I kiss
Ty with y'all then?
Yeah, because he had the bowl, and I said, I can't hit my bowl. I said, he's my bowl. So he was in the pen. In the tank zone. I'm thinking, the only thing I have on me is the bowl. And it's loaded. I'm like, fuck it. Give me the bowl. I took the bowl instantly. And luckily, it was cold. So I was like, when it spread, I was spreading like this. Like, my shit was tough. So then they pushed me out like that. I was wearing my skinny jeans. I went out slow. The shit was fucked. So I was going super slow. And it was cold. It was acting natural. So the bowl was smooth.
They checked that?
Nah, because it's in my nut. I tucked it. You have, that's the only thing people do. If you a nigga, you a male, you have to tuck it, bro. I don't care. Don't bring the bar on something that can fit under your nut sack, boy. So I tucked it, bro. I was straight. Todd got caught with everything, nigga. Actually, I don't know.
Did he lock his ass?
I don't know.
Where'd he take him?
I don't know. Well, he was in the cop car. Actually, I don't know. I don't want to see because me and Todd, I mean, Todd are all right, but I don't know. But then Caleb was supposed to fight this nigga. He's like, hey, bro, this nigga said it was you, woo, and this. I'm like, nigga, what? He said it was all me? And Caleb's a homeboy. He was looking out for me. He's like, bro, fuck that, nigga. You're the only nigga I fuck with in this town. Boy, I got you. That's what Caleb was saying, bro. And shit, this and that. And this nigga said, and this brother got on me. And then Caleb's like, nigga, I'm about to buy this nigga's house. Fuck the brother. I was like, all right, come on, woo. And then, yeah, bro, I was a nigga, though. That's my brother, for straight up. But, yeah. Wasn't that when me and you were balling? If we were balling hard sometimes, we've been actually. Did you ever ball with him, nigga? Because I remember me, you, and Tyra Rook balled at that time. That was when I was cool with him. And you mean you used to bust his ass? Damn. Shit crazy. Memories. Oh, memories. Damn, so how long did you live at that one house? Across from the greenhouse.
You did? Yeah. Smooth out of there. August. Wait. The end of August, man? Last summer? That's when we moved out on Frank. That's when we moved out of Frank. Went to St. John. So we've been to St. John, not even here.
At the house right now?
No. I already talked about the house.
Yo, why? Why'd they buy it?
My dad had a good time.
Oh, you got me down now?
Yeah, he had a good time. But now my mom not working.
Where's she working before?
Yes.
From where?
Yeah,
that's dumb as fuck.
Exactly.
type of shit? That's some injustice shit. Holy fuck, people. The world is fucked. The world is fucked, y'all. I don't even care. That shit's out. You want to blow it out for me?
Why'd you blow it out?
You hit my mouth. I can't blow that hard. My bad. A couple days, I can deal with fuck. I'm gonna pack some of this shit. Damn, I fucking hate this shit, bro. That's why I don't like doing surgeries and shit. I don't trust people in my body. Cause now, nigga, I chew in the back of my mouth. What the fuck am I gonna chew now? Like, you can kind of tie my mouth and stuff out. Really, like, I have like a little lisp and shit. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, dude, I'm feeling better now. But I couldn't even eat a couple days ago. Like every time I bit down to chew, the tissue on the left side of my mouth would get in the way and interfere. I'd be pinching the tissue every time I chew it, and it would be excruciating pain, y'all. But fuck. But I mean, I'm straight. But it's like, fuck. And I'm afraid to brush my teeth because I don't want to get all that shit back in the gums, open wounds. Like, I've been flossing like a motherfucker. But I'm a nigga. I need to brush my fucking teeth.
That's hard.
Follow the guitar. We got JD Rally up in here playing the guitar for y'all. Exclusive entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We out here. It is 11:26 in the a.m. This is the Wake and Bake session. Open up your mind and free your soul. That's just how I start something good. Shut the fuck up! Dude, what if the cops just busted in here? So I shouldn't. We'd be dead, though. Where were we? We can't die for that shit. But if we hear a knock, I'm running, bro. Go from there. Hey! Motherfuckers be dumb as hell, bro. Hey! Talking to ya! What's up, y'all? I'm just jamming for y'all. Be quiet and shit. My bad. Damn. That's just nuts. He's rookie of the year. No doubt. Fuck Donovan Mitchell. Can you hang in with me? Okay. You look at the stats right now, people, we fire it. But we don't give a fuck because we out here alive. Smoking that weed, smoking that weed, smoking that tree. Fuck what you do, fuck what you mean. You're bitching and mean. She's fucking my dick. Now what you gonna do? I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be. So that's just a ball right there? That's not a hand.
This nigga ain't got no hand, bro.
Right there, that's just a ball. Me, isn't it? There's no hand, there's no fingers.
You didn't hear about it?
No, who
fucking was it? Saquon Barkley, I think. I'm gonna show you his shit from the draft, bro. He's drafted. He's gonna be, he's playing for the NFL draft.
Did he get drafted?
Yeah, he's gonna get drafted. Bro, he's good as fuck, bro. Just watch.
He's probably just smacking niggas with that meat. That shit would hurt, bro.
I think he's a quarterback.
Corner?
Bro, this nigga can catch, bro, too. It's crazy, bro. He's a corner, bro.
Well, he's probably boy like that, too. He's used to that.
Because his brother's in NFL, I think. I forgot his brother is.
Yeah, who the fuck is this? I want to see these white motherfuckers talking. Thank you. up, nigga. He has one hand.
I think it does like 25.
He puts it in like a little. He puts it in like a little sling or something. But what all that pressure on his ball hurt though?
I don't fucking know. That's crazy.
Nuts, people. People don't see it. This dude is literally benching 25 times with one hand. He has an arm, but he has no hand. Like, he literally has no fingers. What's his name for the people listening?
Shaquem
Griffin or something like that. Like,
are these brothers?
Did you ever play football? Like, design football?
This is 5 days.
He ain't getting drafted.
Bro, he's getting drafted, bro.
Oh, damn, he caught that bitch.
He's getting drafted, bro. So fucking. What the fuck is this, bro?
You see?
He has the fastest time for a linebacker, too.
Yeah, he'll get drafted. You see? Because he's a he sucks too. Shaquem Griffin, you're a bitch. No, I'm joking. The nigga's good as fuck. And he would fuck me up any day of life.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
But it's alright. I'm gonna shut this whole podcast down. I'm gonna wrap this bitch up in like 10 minutes. Hit that hour mark. Fuck it. What we gotta talk about, bro? We gotta finish this bitch up. We
can talk. We
gotta talk to the people. JD. Shit, I gotta work out and I'm not going to, because that's just not what's gonna happen. But holy shit, I'm definitely faded. The people are probably like, why the fuck are these niggas talking? And now you know why. It's early as fuck in the morning. Yeah, you like the noise? Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm turning the podcast off. You know what I'm saying? Go beat the shit. Skynet. You know what I'm saying? All right. Peace. Let's get it.